Log Talk Radio.
Money. I love the look of it. I love the smell of it. I love the feel of it. I love the sound of it. I'm about my money. Better have it for me. Say cash is king. Well, I'm the queen. No disrespect. You will get checked. Got your address. That's with my green. Think about my money. Ain't on that funny. They see a pretty face and then they start to dream. Don't get it twisted. I am a business. About don't ever put the meat before the cheese. M-O-N-E-Y. I want all of it, all of it. M-O-N-E-Y. Give me all of it, all of it. So you want my money, all this good money, money in these jeans, it fits so clean, you fitting out it, but can you flip that, can you make it grow, I'll make the cream, that's your deposit in my wallet, so big it won't fit, I orgasm my transactions in big deals, don't get it twisted, I am a business. Put your all your money where your mouth could be, please. M-O-N-E-Y. I want all of it, all of it. M-O-N-E-Y.
M-O-N-E-Y. All of it, all of it.
M-O-N-E-Y.
I be on my grind.
I work hard for it, all of it.
It'll make you do a two-step. Got my paper up when my weight is up. To me, it's better than sex. M is for money, O is for over. N is for noobs, I ain't no pushover. E is for every day of the week. Y is for yes, it's a piece out of E.
M-O-N-E-Y.
Everybody out there in Dollhouse Radio Land and all over the internet that is listening to us right now, you've tuned into Webcamming with Sammy and Sage, and we are going to have a fantastic show. Well, we always do. We always have a good show. It's always amazing. Why? Because it's Sammy and Sage. I mean, hello. Anyway, we are going to bring some fun yummies to you. We have a great topic, a wonderful guest that's going to be joining us here shortly. But before we get into that, I want to bring on my beautiful, lovely co-host, my butterfly queen, Miss Sage Montana. How are you, beautiful?
Good. How are you?
I am fabulous, fabulous. So I do want to let everybody that's listening, I'm not sure if this is going to happen, but we might be cutting our show 15 minutes short because there's an issue with Blog Talk Radio. So just in case something does happen 15 minutes before our show is supposed to end, if we all get disconnected, don't blame it on me. It's not my fault. I'm just the host. I didn't create the radio show. I mean, we created this radio show, but you know what I mean, just in case. So anyway, we have a beautiful guest that's coming on. And Sage, you've met her because she was in Vegas at the show January, and she's also been over at the AVN also. And her name is Exotica99 on StreamMate. She's absolutely drop-dead gorgeous. This girl, it's sickening how cute she is. Like, her body is just blah. It's so gorgeous.
Yeah. I love her little style.
What was that?
I love her style.
Oh, I know. She is just, she's so damn cute. And she's, when I went up to talk to her in January, I felt like an Amazon next to her because she's so tiny. I was like, oh, boy, that's a little tiny thing. And she is so cute. So I'm glad that we're going to have her on the show. Lots to get to. Before we get completely engaged into our topic, how have you been?
All good here.
Nice. Anything new going on?
Not right now. I'm in the works, as crazy as it sounds, to start planning our studio Christmas party.
Oh, fun.
Yes.
Nice. I might have to show up.
Yeah.
I know. I'll come to the holiday party. I would love to. Heck yeah.
Jump on the stage. Yeah.
Are you doing any, nice. I know StreamMate's doing, you know, their Halloween contest that's coming up here very soon. Are you doing anything in the studio for the contest that StreamMate's going to have going?
Yes, I think that I'm going to award one of my girls, whoever has the best costume, something fun. Maybe like a nice massage or something.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, if my studio is listening, hint, hint, just saying. You know who you are.
Yes. Gift cards are
throwing that out there.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, to my studio, if you're listening, yeah, it's about time. Come on, bring on some bonuses. I'm going to have to make sure I text this show to him just so he can listen to it. And he'll send me back a text message. All right, you bitch. Exotica, she knows who I'm talking about. Anyway, so our topic I thought would be a good one because, you know, we've got, you know, our experience in the webcam industry, and this is one of my pet peeves. I don't know if it's yours, but for me it's a huge pet peeve, and for some of you cam models out there listening, if you don't like it, I don't care. We probably don't get along anyway, so it doesn't matter. but it's cam models that beg for tips. Like, there's a difference. Asking for tips when you're on cam and begging for tips. Like, you know, it's kind of like going to the grocery store and you've got somebody out there begging for change. That's what I feel like some of these cam models look like. It's really embarrassing for some of them because they don't do it in the right way. What do you think?
I agree. No begging. Not even if you're submissive should you be begging for tips.
Right?
Never.
It's just bad.
You can't even beg for your cum, let alone your fucking tips.
Right? I'm just like, if I have to, and this is the thing, and this is Lord's truth when it comes to camming, if me or any of the other cam models have to beg for you guys to tip us, I think maybe you're in the wrong profession. Just saying. Because you should not have to beg, especially on StreamMate, because they have so much damn traffic. And if you're a good cam model, you're going to make money. So you don't need to beg, just saying. Now, if you want to go on your social media and you want to beg for somebody to buy you a pair of shoes or some panties or a new toy, that's different. You go have fun. Blast away for that begging. But when you're on cam, it just looks, how do you say it? It just looks really sad. Just saying, and I'm not going to say any names because you know who you are, and I'm calling you out on it. So just ask.
Yeah.
Ask the guys. Just ask them for the tips. They'll give it to you if you ask, usually.
Or better yet, use your clipboard, post what kind of tips you want for whatever item you want, video, whatever. Use that clipboard. Post it a million times if you want to, but it looks better to post it than to constantly be saying it.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. That is so...
On my board in the back of the studio, there's a section that we have for Sage's Tip of the Week, and that is actually the tip for this week, is to utilize the clipboard for that purpose.
And a lot of models, they don't even realize it's there for them to use. And which, you know, which is another topic we can get into one of these days. But when a lot of cam models, you know, start working on StreamMate and they go directly through the site and don't sign up through a studio where they have, you know, personal one-on-one time with you where you can teach them all those things, you know, 90% of the models that sign up in StreamMate directly through them, they do not read the cam model handbook. They do not read anything in the support section whatsoever. I'll get tweets from girls, DMs. Oh, Sammy, you know, I'm having trouble with this. I don't understand that. I'm like, did you even open up the help and support page? No, I didn't know that was there. I'm like, okay, what are you smoking? Like, I mean, it's like going to the store, buying a pair of shoes that's a size 6, and you don't double check, and you go home and you wear a size 8.5. It's like, hello? I've got a shoe fetish today, I think. Mama needs some new pair of shoes. Oh, my goodness. But, yeah, seriously, there's such a huge difference when it comes to signing up under a studio and having somebody really train you through everything versus you going in blind and not having anybody to talk, you know, to talk to help you out. So you models out there that are listening that have signed up directly through StreamMate, read through the site. You really have to pay attention to everything. You really do. And make sure you have good equipment. Because if you don't have good equipment, you're going to suck. Seriously. Yeah. Which that's another frickin' topic right there. Oh, my goodness. I'm telling you, these cam models that think they can webcam with a built-in camera is just beyond me. I don't understand their logic, but that's okay. It is what it is. So we're going to have our beautiful guest that's going to be joining us here very soon. I'm going to bring her on a little bit early just in case we do have the issue with Blog Talk Radio shutting off 15 minutes early, which, again, I apologize ahead of time. If that does happen, don't worry. Things will get fixed, and we'll be back up and running full board next week just in case it does happen. So back to our cam models that beg for tips. So there was a girl that I – because when I go to log in, of course, you know, I see all the cam models that are on. And I usually like to look at good top models that have something to offer that can come on the show, you know, whether it's their great personality or they actually have advice for their models, whatever. As long as they're, you know, fun, happy-go-lucky cam models, that's what I always love to have on the show. And if you're hot, that really helps because then we can just stalk your pictures, and we like doing that. So I click on this certain model yesterday. I'm like, oh, I've seen her name before. I'm like, I wonder if I could get her to come on the show. I'm not going to say her name because she blew it. The second I clicked on her live show, she was whining so bad, begging for tips, and the second somebody didn't tip her, she was blocking them out of her chat room.
Business. Oh, my God. Oh, I can't stand when models say things like, if you're not talking or tipping, get out.
Yeah.
That drives me bananas. Or they're like, no looky-loos. Stop it.
Right.
Like, maybe they're shy because you're hot as fuck, and they're shy. Goodness.
Right? And maybe they don't get paid till the next day, and they're just, you know, checking out the candy store before they taste the candy. I mean, I've said this before, I had a guy for over a year that would come into my chat room and did not pay for any shows, and not one time did I call him out on it. Not one time did I block him. I was never mean to him because this mother trucker ended up coming back into my chat room and became one of my biggest exclusive guys. And at the time, he was paying, and this was a long time ago, he was paying $13 a minute, and we were in there for 25 minutes. I mean, that's why, girls, you don't beg for tips, and you don't block the guys who aren't throwing the money out there. Engage in conversation. Let them know, hey, you know, it's really nice to see you, Harry. I wonder how big your dick is. Can I play with it later? Can I suck it? Can I fuck it? I mean, just engage. Have fun. Okay, you don't have to say that, but it helps. Oh my gosh. But yeah, this girl, and she was really cute, and when I just heard her open her mouth, I was like, no way. Or what I heard come out of her mouth, I was just, oh, this poor child. And I have seen her again, and she's still sitting in free chat, not doing anything. Poor child. I swear. If she was a little nicer, I'd probably give her some advice, but she probably wouldn't listen anyway. She's like, oh, whatever. You're Sammy. Oh, you're always busy. Oh, I don't like you. That's always a good one. I'll get the girls that I'll want to have on the show with us, and they're like, yeah, no, that's okay. I don't really care for you. And I'm just like, wow. Still got some haters out there. Thank you, girls.
Yeah,
I like haters.
Girls, when I try to tell them, sometimes like, hey, just get on. It's okay. Blah, blah, blah. It's really good, you know, because it's really a state of mind.
Right.
And they'll be like, yeah, but you're Sage Montana, so it's always good for you. And that drives me bonkers because, even top models have shitty cam days. The difference is we don't blast that shit out and complain because we're humble enough to realize that not every day is going
exactly.
to be
exactly
a good
yep.
day. Like, we might, you get online, and if it's slow, hang out with your guys. Chit chat with them.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about football. Talk about
that's
happy.
How they get to know the personality.
Yeah.
I mean, the guys love to get to know us.
Yeah, let your vagina take a break for a little bit, because chances are
seriously.
You do that, you're eating a big-ass shit. Your vagina's getting thankful for that moment of, like, leave me alone anyway.
And the poor toys, they're probably needing a little bit of a break. They're probably like, please, no, give me a break.
Yeah, we have bad days, too. But, boy, when I
well, yes, we do.
Yeah, when I have a slow day, I'll log off and look at how much money I made, and I'll go, you know what? I didn't even get out of my chair once, and I made all that money in that short amount of time, and what I make in a day, people make in a week, and even if I make half of that in what I normally do, I still barely had to do anything. Ooh, I showed my butt, like, so serious.
Mm-hmm. Well, this kind of goes back to last. It kind of goes back to last week's topic when we were talking about, you know, tokens versus pay-per-minute sites. And when, you know, we're on a site like StreamMate, you know you're going to make money. No matter, you're going to make money. Now, some models, of course, you don't do as well as other models, for one. Leave your attitude at the door. Make sure you've got the right equipment to be working with. And I'm not talking titties, vagina, and ass. I'm talking about actual equipment, your computer, your webcam. Make sure it's, and your lighting, make sure it's all working. If it's not working, you're just, it's not going to work out for you. But leave the attitude at the door and quit begging for damn tips, damn women. I swear to bejesus. Like, I have never seen a guy complain on the site, male webcam models. I've never seen one complain. And they make not even close to what us female cam models make. I feel sorry for a lot of the guys because there's some hot mother truckers on StreamMate, just saying.
Yeah.
I see some, I'm like, whoa. And then it scares me. I find out that they're gay, and I'm just like, oh, damn it. That's a fine piece of meat you got right there.
But you
never see guys complain. I don't get it. I don't understand. These guys sit there for hours, be lucky if they make, you know, 20, 30 bucks, and they're just, they have great attitudes. They keep smiling, wanking their chain, having a good old time. But you, some of you female cam models, man, like Sage just said, we also have bad days. Like, I logged in on Saturday and didn't realize that my broadcaster had to recalibrate the camera because I'd unplugged it, moved it, I don't know what I did. I did something. And so I'm on there, I'm just like, and I could tell something wasn't right. I'm just like, there's a delay on my side. I can just, there's something not right. Not one time did I get pissed off because I had traffic, but I didn't have my normal traffic. So I knew that I had to do something. But I sat there and I was still nice, and I was on there for 2 freaking hours, and I still had guys tipping to see my boobs even though there was a delay. They would tip, and they were like, okay, how come you're not showing your boobs? But I wasn't getting, it wasn't coming through right. And lo and behold, of course, I had to just redo my calibration, and everything was fine. But I don't bitch. I don't go onto Twitter. I don't have a freaking Twitter war with myself because I'm an idiot. I mean, I don't need to do that. I'm just an idiot. I just say it out loud to everybody on here. So when it comes to you cam models that are bitching and complaining and begging for tips, just don't. You're making yourself look bad. You really, truly are affecting your own traffic. You just haven't figured it out yet. But hopefully somebody will direct you to go back and listen to this show. And you can hate me and Sage all you want to, because we don't care. We're happy-go-lucky. We still get on and play with ourselves. So, but we're just throwing that advice out there. So without further ado, Miss Exotica, if you want to press 1, I will bring you on to the show, my darling, because I would love to have you on a few minutes early, especially if we're going to lose 15 minutes of the show today. And while I'm waiting for her to – oh, there she is. Okay, hold on, guys. Let me bring this beautimous woman on. Are you there, my darling?
Hello. Can you hear me?
We can hear you. Fabuloso.
Yay. Hello, ladies. What are you doing?
Hello.
You are such a cutie pie. Oh, my gosh. I'm so glad that you're here.
Oh, you totally had me blushing when you were talking about how when we ran into each other at the AVN. I was just like, sweet.
You're so tiny. Like, you are just this itty-bitty little thing. I mean, you are just, and here I am, especially with heels on, I'm like over 6 feet tall. I'm just like, whoa, where'd she go?
The legs forever. Oh, my goodness, those legs.
Oh, you are too cute. So you heard our topic, you know, about the camp, and you've been camming for a while. What, you know, give us your take on how you feel about cam models that bitch moan and, you know, beg for tips from guys.
When I hear guys come in and say that, you know, there's cam girls out there complaining and they're like, you have such a good personality, you're so nice, and it's just like, wow, you know, is that I can't believe that people are out there, you know, begging for money, it kind of bugs me a lot too. And it's just like, you know, if you should show your personality and know that you're there for a reason, you know, for purposes, mm-hmm. you know, tease these guys and turn them on, you know, the money will come. Just don't focus on that part. Focus on the fun. You always have fun with it, you know.
This is what I mean by having cam models on. They can give good advice. Some cam models that I've had on are a little clueless sometimes. They have blonde moments like me. But it's just nice. It's nice to hear models that can agree with what we're saying and get the whole gist of, you just need to have fun. That's the whole point of our job, is having fun.
Yes.
Totally. So, okay, I have to ask you, when you sent me your bio, and for those of you out there listening that are looking at your computer, go ahead and read her bio, because I'm going to tell you, what the heck is it? Is it poi spinner? What is that?
Poi spinning. There's a couple of videos I have on my fan page, and sometimes I post it when I go on cam and stuff. But poi is a type of, it's a dancing style. They use these little balls on strings, and you, like, turn them around your body. And they do it with fire, so that's, like, the video I have that I post usually is the one of me spinning fire with the toy. And I also
do light.
It's fun.
Oh, my goodness. Have you ever done that on a live cam show?
You know what? I have. There was this one site I was with a long time ago. And this is when I would do naked fire spinning shows on cam.
Oh, my
gosh. And so guys, like, stay in for, like, I would be on for like an hour or so, and I'd bring, like, I had a hula hooper friend that would come in, and she'd spin her hula hoop on fire naked.
Oh my god. Okay, Sage, we've all done some crazy shows, but I ain't even gonna, no, I wouldn't touch that. I burned my house down for one.
It was like, one person that was watching, he's like, I feel like I'm in a movie.
Oh, my gosh, that is awesome. Have you ever burned yourself, though?
You know what? Not severely, no. Sometimes you do get little kisses from the fire, but it's mostly, it's interesting when you spin fire, it corrects you when you spin. So you're not the one on display, the fire is. So when you're spinning and you're like, oh, yeah, I'm doing awesome, it'll correct you and, like, give you a little, like, uh-uh. I'm the one in spotlight. Don't be all ego.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I got to check that out because that is freaking, that would be awesome. So I'll have to go check out your fan page and I'll stalk you. I'll stalk your little sexy ass.
The first video on my fan page, and it's like, it was really cool. My photographer came and he did the video of me and he split it up and edited it all for me. I was like, yeah, this is awesome.
That is so cool. And you have a good photographer because the pictures you sent me are absolutely amazing. You are so beautiful.
Yes,
I mean, you really are. And in person, on stage, no. She's so freaking gorgeous. Seriously.
Aww.
I'm just like, damn, she's so cute. Oh, my goodness. Okay, we have a caller that's patiently waiting. Let me bring this caller on. I believe I know who you are, and sure Sage knows who this is. Don't worry, it's not Crazy Clarence. 561, is that Sweet Pea out there?
Yes, it is. Hello, Sammy, Sage, and Exotica. How are you tonight?
Hello, how are you?
Doing well, thanks.
Good. So do you have any questions for this beautiful queen that we have joining us today?
First, I got to say I was looking at her StreamAid pics, and she's absolutely lovely.
Right?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I was wondering, I was looking that you like to do hair pulling and ass slapping. Tell me more about that.
Oh, boy. You know, okay, that's it. I'm going to start charging you $12.99 a minute, Sweet Pea.
Sorry, I'm just doing research on her profile.
I'm just playing with you. You know I'm picking on you.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I'm not going to lie. I mean, like, with my dreads, the hair pulling is just more, it just intensifies it even more. It's like, I don't know. I just like picturing the guy behind me just kind of like grabbing my hair like a rope and just going at it, you know?
God damn.
So it just enhances the fun. And then you put a little ass slapping in there, who's like complaining?
I like ass slapping. I like that. Yeah, I do.
And I definitely
hair
have the
pulling, though?
Yeah.
I can't. Yeah, you do. You have a cute little booty. She's like cute. Like you have like a Brazilian butt. It's like perfect. Seriously, I don't know what nationality you are, but you have a Brazilian butt.
I am actually Puerto Rican and Mexican.
Well, there
but
you go.
I don't speak any Spanish, so I'm all American.
That's why you have a perfect tight ass.
It's a Puerto Rican booty.
Oh my goodness, Sage, do you have any fun questions for our beautiful girl here?
I'm busy looking at all her naughty pictures online right now.
Ooh.
I know, right? They're so freaking amazing. Like she's, you guys have got to go check out her freaking page, seriously, because she, and you can look at her link right now. It's exotica_99.cammodels.com, and you go on there and you will see all her photos. And then we'll give you her fan page link here in a little bit, too, so you can go join her fan page, and that way you can see all the yumminess. So we'll get to that in a little bit, too.
Yes.
We'll get to all that here soon. So how long have you been on StreamMate?
I have been with StreamMate off and on for, I would say, about 5 years now.
Really?
Oh, like, just off and on. Yeah, well, because, like, I've been camming for a while, but, and I was, like, you know, trying out different sites and seeing, like, which one I jived with, which one I felt more, you know, just better business with, and so I had started off with StreamMate, then I tried other ones, and I went back to StreamMate, and I absolutely love it, you know, it's the best job I've ever had.
No,
it's only called work if you're not having fun, right?
Exactly. We need to post this everywhere for other cam models to see. Like, just have fun. That's all you got to do. Even if you're dom, have fun while you're dominating.
Yeah.
You just
put on some music. Put on some of your favorite music and just dance around. And, you know, even if they're not talking, you're dancing and you have to entertain yourself first, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh, that is so true. And, like, Sage and I have said this before, too. Like, even if there's nobody in your chat, this is one thing that I tell cam models. I tell them this from the very get-go, is even if you log into your page and you don't have anybody in there, act like there's somebody in there. Start a conversation, because there's hundreds of thousands of people watching you from other different StreamMate sites or affiliate sites, and you don't know they're watching you. And that's what these models don't get. They don't get it. It's like, you're being watched. You being watched. Somebody out there has their eye on you. So, okay, CP, do you have any more questions there, darling, for Miss Exotica?
Well, you know I always have to have a pun every week, so here's mine.
I love
you. Exotica, since you're from Puerto Rico, have you ever have someone say want to go private?
Want to go private.
From Puerto Rico.
Oh my gosh, you're a dork.
That was cute. I loved it. Yes.
Oh my gosh, sweetie.
I love pretty jokes like that. Honestly, the cornier the joke, the harder I will laugh.
Oh, he's got some corny ones, don't you, Sweet Pea?
Yep.
Thank you.
Oh my goodness. Okay, Sweet Pea, I'm going to put your earmuffs back on, so you're going to go back out into cyberspace.
Okay, love you all, ladies, very much, and have a great evening.
Love you. Thank you.
Thank you, Sweet Pea. Okay, all you listeners out there, you can call us at 646-595-4038. And if you would like to ask any of us questions, just make sure you press the number 1. Otherwise, I won't be able to put you on the line with us. I see a few of you out there, and if you would like to ask us some questions, just press 1 so you can join in on the fun. Because we always have fun on here. Always, always. So, yeah, we always have fun. It's on cam, off cam, on the air, off the air. We're always having fun. So,
yep.
So I was going to ask you also, Exotica, because you're a busy bee, I can tell. Because when I was reading over your bio, like, you're into jewelry making. What all do you have going on? Like, what else do you do?
Well, I not only do I fire spin, I do art, I create things. I don't know, I just like to stay busy. And it's kind of funny because, like, my roommates were making fun of me a few weeks ago because if I can't find something to do, I will find something to do. So I ended up, because I was so bored one day, I was doing algebra. And my roommates were like, you're just doing math. I'm like, yeah, I'm bored. I want to exercise my mind a little bit. And they're just like, you're such a dork.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, yeah, no, I can't do that. I'm good. Because, see, if I can't figure out a math problem, I just Google it.
See, that's what makes it so great, you know? It's like, in this age of information, we have such a wide variety of things to keep us and our brains occupied. So it's like, I'm just going to do some math. And that's what my brain decided at the moment, I guess.
That's awesome. Well, I'm a dork because I just ordered the Scrabble dictionary because I'm on this Scrabble kick lately. So it's the most irritating game I've ever, like, got back into playing. It pisses me off. And I refuse to lose. Poor
Oh,
Kirby.
Yes. Very competitive. I like that. Yeah, I like playing the board games too. Sometimes I play, like, chess, and Boggle is the one I really like with like, words and stuff. But I also play video games too. And so, like, me and my roommates, we have basically almost every system, and we play a lot of, like, Mortal Kombat, and we just got the new Pokken game, which is like a Pokemon tournament game, and we're playing that last night. That was crazy.
Oh my gosh. Hey, my favorite game of all time is Mario Brothers. I'm just going to say. That's my favorite.
I love Mario Brothers. Yes. And as you know, because, like, I have
favorite.
A couple Mario Brothers tattoos on me.
Too fun. Oh my gosh. So, how long have you actually been webcamming then? Because you said you've been doing this for quite some time.
I have been doing it for a while. I would say I started up back in, like, 2010 is when I got introduced to it. And I was introduced to it by a friend of mine. I was living out in California. And I had just finished work because I have my degree and everything. I graduated with honors from college, and I worked in law
nice.
For a little bit. Kind of got jaded by it, so that's why, you know, I was like, I don't want to be here anymore. This is like, what's wrong with society? Anyway, so at the time I was looking for work, and I was like, I don't know what I'm gonna do. And so my friend was like, have you ever thought about webcamming? And I was like, no, what is this? And she's like, well, it's awesome. You get paid X amount per minute. And, you know, you basically work however long you want, whenever you want. And she has made it sound so wonderful. And I was like, yes, this is what I need right now. And so it's definitely, you know, a slow-growing process, but once you get, like, you find your niche and you find your,
mm-hmm.
you know, the clients and all that stuff, it just all starts, you know, snowballing and just gets bigger and bigger. It's an exponential thing, you know. It just gets better and better. You just got to put the time and the effort and just really
right
go
there,
at
bingo.
It, you know? Yeah.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner, that is the key.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Don't get frustrated, don't get angry, you know, some days are better than others, and you just got to stick with it.
Yep. Oh, my gosh. I remember, well, Sage, well, and you might even remember this, Exotica, when Streamate first started their gold shows. Like, I remember
oh, yeah.
when that first started, we made bank.
We
banked it when that first came out. I remember, you know, having $500 to $800 days, and I was like, holy shit. I'm like, this is the best thing next to sliced turkey. Just saying. And
right? Yeah.
Turkey. Well, Thanksgiving's coming up here soon. But it is completely, totally true that if you don't put in the time, especially those first 30 days, which is very crucial for all cam models, put your first 30 days in, bust your ass, and just work as much as you can, you know, as long as your vagina can stand it. Just stay on cam because, like, Sage and myself, you know, she knows that the first 6 months of webcamming is when you really build a good fan base, seriously.
Yep.
Because this does not happen overnight at all.
No. Not at all.
No, because there's tons of cam models, you know, or, you know, people out there that think, okay, I got a computer, I'm going to buy a webcam, turn it on, and I'm going to make some money. Yeah, no, you might as well just package it back up because it ain't going to work like that. No.
Mm-hmm. Because
you
this
really
is,
got to put in the time.
It's a job, and you have to look at it as a job. Even though you're still having fun, it's still a job, and you
mm-hmm.
have to go in there treating it like if you were to go work at Starbucks and walk in and just stand there and doing nothing, would you be expected to make money from that? No. You know, so it's the
exactly.
same way. It's like, I'm coming in and I'm going to be cute and fun and have a good time, and people are going to enjoy it, you know, and they're going to want to come back and, you know, hang out with me and spend money or whatever it may be, you know?
Exactly. And like, they, like, yeah, and it's crazy. Put in the time, have fun doing it, and you will reap the rewards of this job. You really will. And then you wouldn't have to work all the time, like Sage and myself. We don't have to work
mm-hmm.
all the time because we've worked hard building our fan base. And so now when we log in, the guys that don't see us all the time, like we used to be on, they're just like, oh, my gosh, she's online. Even if they just come in to say hi. You know, like some guys, Yeah, it's I love it. It's amazing and awesome just working as hard, you know, as I have worked and built up a fan base. It's amazing. I wish I would have started my Twitter when I first started webcamming. That would have been amazing.
I know, right? I love Twitter. Oh, it's like the best tool any cam girl could have, honestly.
Oh, seriously. Oh,
free.
My gosh.
It's free.
Seriously, it really, truly is, and I really hope that rumor about Disney buying Twitter does not happen because we're all screwed if Disney buys Twitter.
Oh, no.
Right?
Yep.
I guess that just means that Instagram would get a little naughtier.
Oh, like Twitter thing, like a Twitter after dark, you know, kind of thing.
Right?
That would be all just scamming and, you know, all the porn sites.
Seriously, oh my gosh, Twitter would go down if we couldn't be naughty like we are. Because
right.
I sometimes, when some of the shit I see on Twitter, I'm just like, how the hell did they get away with that? I'm like, I see more anal on Twitter than I do on cam.
Oh my goodness, I agree. Oh, sometimes I'm like, okay.
I'm just like, oh, yep. Wow, okay. All right, that's nice. Yeah. And some of the things that these girls do. Oh my goodness. So let's get back to a little bit about this topic of, you know, girls begging for tips. Okay, all of us three cam models here, we have said we do not agree with it. Why? Because it's cheesy, it's just sad, and it makes you look like a grocery store beggar. It really does.
You know, if you're going to beg for tips, at least do it, like, in a cute way and be like, look, I'm already on my knees. You have me begging. You know, just
right.
Tease with it a little bit.
Yes. There's a cute and sexy way to go about everything, but when you make it to where you really sound pathetic in a sad way,
yes.
I tell you,
you know,
that's it's
you know,
kill you.
Most of these guys come to the campsite, honestly, probably to get away from their normal, like, girlfriends or girl problems that they may have. So the last thing they want is another whiny girl, you know? So,
exactly.
Like,
oh, my gosh.
You know?
Unless that's, you
girl,
know, their
unless, you know, if some guys are into whiny girls, I guess, you know, but if they're asking for it, give it to them, but only if they ask.
Right. See, this is how you can tell cam girls that have experience, because they know the do's and the don'ts. Like, you can always tell a cam model that has experience because they say it like it is, and they say it the right way. And, like, I noticed even on your social media, Exotica, like, you don't even put anything negative on there. You're such a fun, positive person.
It's just me. Yeah, I try to stay positive. You know, there's too many crazy things going on in the world. I don't want to add to that. I want to be, like, uplifting and happy and put a smile on your face or bring a laugh, you know.
Right.
And just be like, if I can put a smile on your face, then my job is halfway done, you know.
Seriously. Oh, my gosh. This is the reason why I haven't put anything out there about this crazy election we have going, because I'm not putting any negative feed on my social media.
Exactly.
I might cuss at my TV.
I don't
want
to get involved with that. I don't want to hear what anyone has to say. It's like, I know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to discuss it.
I'd rather talk about webcam. My vagina, your vagina, our happy vaginas.
I better talk about how sexy you are.
Oh my goodness, I love it, love it. So then I have another question for you, Exotica. So you had said that you had went to a couple other sites. Now, the other sites that you were on, did you do, like, token sites? Because, you know, StreamMate's the pay-per-minute site.
Yes,
yeah,
so I did token sites. And I don't know, I just felt like with the token sites that I was doing more for a lot less in payment.
Right.
Does that make any sense? You know?
Oh, yeah. That was a topic last week, actually. A token site versus a pay-per-minute site. And I've done it. And look where I'm still back on StreamMate. I will never leave StreamMate until I hang up my webcam.
Right? I love it so much. I mean, because it's like, I don't know, I feel like I'm in more control. With any campsite, you should always feel in control, but if anything with StreamMate, I feel like I'm not as pressured by the people in my room to do stuff, you know.
Right.
That everyone,
yeah,
I feel like the token site, there's a lot more beggars in there, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be another topic. If we were all working on a freaking token site, we'd have beggar topic from the customers.
Yeah.
I mean, at least on StreamMate, when the guys are begging for something, they have to pay for it, and they don't see anything in free chat unless it's our boobs or our butts.
Yeah, that's right.
Which is so good. Okay, so I don't know if if you heard me earlier, Exotica, Blog Talk Radio is having an issue. I don't know if we're going to get cut off within the next minute to 5 minutes. If we do, I completely apologize. So I want you to go ahead and give me shout-outs on where everybody can find you, what you want them to know about you, all that good stuff.
All right. They can definitely follow me on Twitter at exotica_99, and that will that has all the links to my StreamMate site my fan site, as well as Cam Model Directory, which is through Skype shows, if they prefer to do Skyping with me. What else?
No, that's awesome. That Cam Model Directory, when it comes to girls that do Skype shows, that's an awesome place for girls to do the Skype shows, and also through Sex Panther. So I don't know if a lot of you out there listening, you know, if you do Skype shows, you're really endangering yourself if you're not doing it through the proper channels.
Exactly.
Because these guys will find you. They will find you.
Yes, and I try to tell people that. It's like, because sometimes people are like, well, I don't know. And it's like, no, this is a legitimate, you know, because you're not supposed to use PayPal or anything like that to get payments, but with you know, the Cam Model Directory, it's a direct site, and so you will always get your payment. There's no, like, hemming and hawing, or, like, they have a list of, like, scammers that have gone through their site, so even if a guy starts talking to you, you just look him up on the list and be like, oh, he's trying to scam me, and just stop talking to him kind of thing, you know?
Right.
So it's really good. I like it a lot.
I do. Well, you know, and the one which I – Sage, you're on Sex Panther now also, aren't you?
Yeah.
I think she is. I couldn't hear her. Are you there, Sage? Oh, there you are. So are you on – you're on Sex Panther also, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay, so they offer, you can do Skype shows through them where they take care of all the billing, which is amazing. So girls out there that do offer the Skype shows, if you're not on Cam Model Directory, another avenue to go is through Sex Panther, and they do pay. They pay good on time. You never, trust me, I know, I've gotten my checks. So I don't do Skype shows, but I know that they're offered out there. I just do my cam on StreamMate because I'm just a StreamMate whore. I don't like to go anywhere else.
You are.
So,
yeah,
all right, darling.
I'm a multitasker, I guess.
I love it. So, Miss Sage Montana, why don't you give me all your shout-outs there, baby doll, for everybody to find you.
Okay. You guys can watch me on my live show at sagemontanaxxx.cammodels.com, and I'm going to live right back on at 5 o'clock. And you can follow me on Instagram at sageinvegas or on Twitter at sagemontana1. I am on Sex Panther, and I'd like to give a shout-out. I'm not sure if she's listening, but this week is Miss Trina Banks' last week. Well, she has one more week after this. And then she's moving out of Las Vegas, so we wish her well. She may still cam, but she'll be doing it not in the studio, but still for the studio. But she will be missed.
Aww. That girl.
Another Vegas girl.
Aww. I know, right? Well, Miss Trina, if you are listening, good luck there, darling, and hope to see you back on cam soon. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wowzers. Jeez, you know what? It's going to suck when us girls all quit webcamming. What the hell is StreamMate going to do? What are they going to do without us? They're going to be like, what? No, you can't get any older.
No,
you
can't. You can't leave. But I have to.
Oh, my gosh. I love it. Okay, everybody out there listening, you know that you can follow me on Twitter at SammyBrooks69. You can also catch my live cam shows at Sammy_Brooks.CamModels.com. And I'm actually going out of town. I'll be in Arizona all weekend. I'll be back on cam Tuesday. So for you haters out there that don't like when I'm on cam, you can take Tuesday off. I'll tweet out what time I'm going on, you know, if you don't want to be on there when I'm on. Oh, my goodness. But on that note, we are going to end this show, and I'm going to let these girls get back to their fabulous day. I know Sage is completely busy, and Miss Exotica, she's either going to go fuck herself or do algebra. Lord only knows what she's going to do. I love it, love it. Thank you so much, darling, for coming on and taking time out of your day. I would love to have you back later on.
Thank you for having me. Oh, please. Yeah. Yes, I would love to.
Sweet, and I will see you in Vegas very soon. So you I can't wait to see you guys again. So you girls have a fabulous evening, and on that note, everybody smile, look pretty, have fun on cam, because that's what it's all about.
Bye.
All right. Bye, girls.
Bye. Thank you again.
Thank you, honey. Thank you very much.